Hello and welcome. It's hour number three. That's right, hour three of the podcast. We go back to basketball. Interesting rumor. I'm a sucker for a good rumor. And Russell Westbrook, where is he going to go? Where is he going to go? Well, there's a rumor that's emerged involving the New York Knickerbockers. We open up the Maller Sportsbook and set the odds that the Rockets will send Russell Westbrook to New York and how that would work out. It's coming your way here in hour number three. A former MVP on the move. Well, depends on who you ask. Welcome in the beginning of the Ben Maller Show for this hour. We are in the air everywhere, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond as we continue to filibuster the overnight hours away. And although we're apart these days as we emanate live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, we're sharing more, and Geico sharing more too, with the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for both current and new customers that last your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. So the big story in basketball is the Celtics and the Heat. I am going to make a turn on that. In a moment here. But the game last night for the Celtics, they had a 17-point lead. Kemba Walker was playing great. And then they went in at halftime, and they all took a nap. And they didn't wake up until the start of the fourth quarter. And the Miami Heat rallying back from 17 points down, and they take a 2-0 series lead. We are two wins away from the Miami Heat getting to the NBA Finals. That would be the third different vintage of the Miami Heat under the Pat Riley watch to get to the NBA Finals. Remember, they got there with Dwayne Wade and Shaquille O'Neal. They got there with that. They also got to the NBA Finals with the Heatles. They had that going on for a little while. So you had that, and now you could have a third different version of the Miami Heat. And the real drama is on the Celtics side. You had Marcus Smart, who blew a gasket after the game and ranted and raved. We did a monologue on that earlier. You could download the podcast later. And he was upset, angry, and he didn't play well. Didn't play well in the fourth quarter. And people are ripping him for that. But that my point in the monologue, and go back and hear it, is that that should have been Jason Tatum's rant. He's the face of the Celtics. That's a missed opportunity by Jason Tatum. I know it's not his personality, but you gotta step it up. All right, so with that being said, we have another story that piqued my interest. This one involves the walls caving in on the Houston Rockets, specifically what happened with Russell Westbrook and James Harden. Yep, we're going there. Now, if you've not heard the latest, and maybe you have not, there's a lot of speculation about what Daryl Morey is going to do. It was announced the other day that Daryl Morey, the Rockets general manager, will remain the Rockets general manager. He was said to be in doubt, but he will keep his job, Daryl Morey. So what happens? Now, Russell Westbrook is the most likely candidate to be traded. However, problem, he's got the biggest albatross contract you could possibly want. The mega, 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 mega max. And so where will he go? Well, there is a new contender that has emerged here for Russell Westbrook. And really the only contender, the New York Knickerbockers. Now, we are told that the Knicks are likely the only team that would be possible for Westbrook because of the salary cap and the way it all works out. And are they interested? Should they be interested? Now, what would the Rockets get? Well, hypothetically, they would get eventually some salary cap relief sooner, if that's a big deal. Make a run at Giannis Antetokounmpo if he doesn't sign his max contract with the Bucks. There's always a big-name free agent every couple of years. Even the great Kawhi Leonard. He can be yours. You can have playoff P. Wouldn't that be great? James Harden and Paul George together. Let's make that happen. Anyway, so Houston, they would get something like Julius Randle, Taj Gibson, Wayne Ellington, players like that from the Knicks, and a draft pick or two as well. So I am a sucker. I admit it. I'm a sucker for a juicy rumor. I ran a rumor website for a while back in the day. So let us discuss the question. What are the odds? We go inside the Maller Sportsbook. What are the odds that Russell Westbrook ends up in New York City? So I'm going to set the odds at plus 250. And that implies a 28% chance. So I've got arranged marriage, child development, and crusader. And we will combine all these things together. Now, first of all, when I saw this story, my first thought was, this actually makes sense. And I don't like when that's my first thought. I don't like that. So let's start with the dynamic of Russell Westbrook and how that would go down involving Houston. They're part of it. The Rockets part of it. Because on the surface, this would be the perfect spot going from Houston to New York for Westbrook because they're the only option. So upward and onward, right? Upward and onward. But Westbrook definitely needs a fresh start. And I'm not always a fresh start guy. I think you can work these things out. We've seen it before in different situations, and there's a rush to make big trades. But in this case, it was a weird science experiment between Westbrook and Harden. And even though they played together as young players in the NBA in Oklahoma City, Harden was a secondary guy at that time, and it just exploded. It was an experiment in Frankenstein's lab, and the test tube went kaboom, and it just blew up. Now, it was painfully obvious to anyone that paid attention that this was an arranged marriage. It was obviously an arranged marriage. Houston was desperate to get rid of Chris Paul, and I don't need to go through the history lesson here, but they were willing to take a flyer on a very weird dynamic because Daryl Morey, who has been tagged as the smartest man in the room, he turned this into a total fiasco, making one bad decision after the next and still keeping his job. Still keeping his job because his reputation is glowing, although not in China. Not in China. So everything happens for a reason, right? Everything happens for a reason. But sometimes in life, the reason is that you're stupid and you made poor choices. Sometimes that is the situation, and that's what's going on in Houston. Russell Westbrook and James Harden, they are going to divorce court. Breaking up is hard to do, but not in this case. When you got a pair of alpha dogs, nobody was willing to play the role of the beta. They both were alpha dogs, and that created a power struggle, which turned into, by basketball standards, a domestic dispute. So it's Splitsville for Russell Westbrook, and the question is where, and then that leads us to the second part of this, from the Knicks' side of the ledger. It takes two to tango, and so the Knicks are desperate, right? They're desperate. It's kind of like the guy that hasn't had any fun, shall we say, and he's at the bar, and he's like, I need something. Mark Grace used to call it the slump buster. The Knicks need a slump buster. They need a slump. Now, it's not quite what you think. They are desperately in need of a headliner, a household name. You play on Broadway, you need a main attraction. If you have a Broadway play and you don't have anyone people have heard of, chances are that play is not going to do that well. Russell Westbrook is a megastar. No, I'm not on Russell Westbrook. I'm not on a marching and chowder society for Westbrook. But he would certainly be a drawing card with those Wall Street bozos that go to Knicks games no matter how bad the Knicks are. And they got a bunch of thirsty guys on Long Island that are desperate to have a good Knicks team, or at least a competitive Knicks team. And the other thing about Westbrook is he does bring extra helpings of showmanship and flamboyance the way that he plays. And that cockiness that the Knicks have not had in any large quantity in a number of years. He would make a splash. Chest thumping, look at me, basketball. That kind of guy. Now, do I think that Russ would lead the Knickerbockers to an NBA championship? God, no. Of course not. The Knicks aren't going to win squat, but they will no longer put diarrhea on the court. And that's important. Think of this like the stages of child development for a franchise. If you're the Knicks, you trade for Russell Westbrook, think of it like baby steps, right? You've got to crawl before you walk, as the old slogan goes. So you go from laughing stock to average, to garden variety, respectable. It's not without risk. And the risk, and this is why it's not perfect. We mentioned the albatross contract. There's also the age game. And while LeBron James is dominating, and I'm sure he's not using any kind of illegal cocktail of substances. I'm sure he's au naturel, LeBron. Normally, players degrade as they get past a certain age. Now, Russell Westbrook is not at that point yet, but he's getting close. He's lurking close to that. He's 32. He's at the end of his athletic prime and does not figure to age gracefully. Is that a fair statement to say if you watch the NBA? He has used his body as a battering ram. Think of him like a running quarterback in the NFL. The book on the running quarterback is they don't normally last that long because they get hit so much they fall apart. It's one of the reasons Cam Newton was available for pennies on the dollar. He was already hurt. His style of play, the longevity is not an asset for the running quarterback. And if you're a basketball player like Westbrook and you're just a ball of fire and you're running into people, it becomes a problem. All right, final thought. All right, so Russell Westbrook's camp would be very happy. So we mentioned the Rockets. They got to go to divorce court. We mentioned the Knicks, baby steps. But the Rockets, Russell Westbrook, who's on the team right now, from his side, why would you want to go to New York? Why would you be happy in New York? It's a wretched roster. Of course it is. It's also the number one media market devoid of a star on the Knicks. And Russell Westbrook could play the role of the all-powerful, almighty basketball messiah. Right, the new Cape Crusader in town, the Cape Crusader, excuse me. He can wear a cape, the savior of the downtrodden and sorrowful Knicks, Madison Avenue. They'll be knocking on the door. Now, he makes a lot of money in endorsements anyway, but Madison Avenue, that's big time, right? From the basketball standpoint, Russell Westbrook also, this is important, with the Knicks, Russell Westbrook will have the latitude to do whatever the hell he wants on the court. He did not have that in Houston. He tried to do that at times. It did not work. That would be a stat-stuffing paradise, utopia. It would be like he's back in Oklahoma City. Remember when he set the record for triple-doubles all year, and there are videos on the interweb of Oklahoma City players running away from the basketball because they wanted Westbrook to get the rebound. They treated the basketball like it was a live hand grenade, and they were trying to run away from it and jump in the foxhole. Now, anything Westbrook wants if he goes to the Knicks is going to be rubber stamped. He will have carte blanche to do whatever the heck he wants. I mean, that's just the way it is. So from that standpoint, you just make the same money. You live in New York, and you get away from Harden and the situation there with the Rockets. It's a win-win-win, other than the age factor and the injury factor. All right, here's the Ben Maller Show. If you want to talk about any of that, it is all fair game. Here you can join the conversation here at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. Some of you guys have been asking about the penny, and we're going to do that late on Friday, I think 9 o'clock in the West, midnight in the East. We'll have a live recording of Benny versus the Penny. It's on the internet. So we'll do that on Friday night. Some of you knuckleheads were pretty funny last week, so we'll see what happens with that. The Maller Militia, wherever we pop up, the Maller Militia shows up in large numbers. So we have lame jokes coming up later in the hour. Lame jokes, mildly exciting. We have someone who works in basketball admitting it's not really about the X's and O's. And a lot of these calls, Floyd Mayweather is coming out of retirement. That is next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's Maller 2020, and you can be heard in the democracy of the Ben Maller Show. We encourage and welcome the voice of the people. That would be you following the voice of this show on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He is the keeper of the dump button when you guys have potty mouths. He also plays all the music and most of the funny sound bites of the Ben Maller Show. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. And you can follow him at Raider_Rob24.
Hovart.
Yeah, just one R. Just one R.
Hovart.
Horvat.
Hovat.
And now live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
So second time in the show, I'm getting my balls busted here from the Maller Militia. They're very upset. They were angry with me because I did a Cleveland Brown Cincinnati Bengals dual monologue to start the show. That was offensive and obscene. And you guys were just railing on me. And now I'm getting killed because I talked about this Russell Westbrook trade rumor. In fact, no help, really upset. He says, Major League Baseball starting to secure the playoff teams. The Stanley Cup just got its finals matchup solidified. And yet, Maller feels the need to do a second basketball monologue, puke on possible trade rumors that might happen sometime down the line. Do better. Man, sound like my dad. Do better. Then Manic Mike says, help me understand. Help me understand your Russell Westbrook monologue. Were you saying that Westbrook and Harden didn't have a winning chemistry, among other things? No, I was not, Manic Mike. I was pointing out, I'm glad you asked that question, all right? Much like in boxing, styles make fights, right? Styles make fights. And teammates, the way they play the game, their approach to the game, you can't have too many cooks in the kitchen. Everyone's got to know their role, right? Everyone's got to know their role. And Westbrook, his role, he believes, is the leading actor. And James Harden's like, hey, I own Houston, man. This is my town. So it didn't work. James writes in, he says, question is, who would come over to play with Russ if he's on the Knicks? Does anyone even want to play with him? Well, James, that's a good point, but who the hell cares? You think Westbrook's worried about that? In fact, he'd probably rather have nobody play with him because then he can take every shot. Every single shot he can take there, he can get a bunch of guys like the lineup from Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, right? He can get, King Hippo. He can get, What was the guy at the beginning of the game?
Joel Glass.
Glass Joe.
That's right, Glass Joe.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. They could get a bunch of Glass Joes and Mike Tyson Punch-Out and have that on the Knicks and be like, that's all good. Robin Vegas says, at halftime, Kemba Walker had entered the witness protection program, which is why he didn't show up in the second half for the Celtics. As far as Russ, you're spot on. James Dolan and the Knicks are the only team dumb enough to take on that ridiculous super max contract. Yes. I would say, that, listen, Dolan looks at this like, hey, I can continue to sell the tickets. The weird thing about the Knicks is, they don't really need a headliner because the people still buy tickets and they've got that built-in guaranteed deal. We'll see what happens with the economy going in the toilet because of what's gone on here in 2020, whether that continues in New York. And my brother lives in New York City and it's like everyone's leaving. It's like a ghost town in parts of New York. A lot of those big buildings with all the apartments, they are quickly vacating. But just to follow up your point, Rob, in Vegas, on Kemba Walker and his performance in the second half, Kemba Walker was 3 of 9 from the floor. And while he was on the court, the Celtics were outscored by 20 points, minus 20 with Kemba on the court. That was the worst plus minus in the implosion of the Celtics, blowing that 17 point lead. All right, let's go back to the phones here and we will say hello to Manuel in Gardena, who is next. Hello, Manuel. Uh-oh. Did Manuel go away? He's at work, so he might have had to actually do something. All right, we'll get back to Manuel.
Benny Bonks and Burt Bonk.
That's right. Benny Bonk. I haven't worked in Burbank in years, but I still work in Burbank. I loved Burbank. I wish I could afford to live in Burbank.
Oh, man, I wish I lived like 10 minutes from my house, man.
That Toluca Lake area, beautiful. It's wonderful.
Oh, yeah, I have a house.
I've never actually seen the lake. I used to work right over there, and have you ever seen the actual lake in Toluca Lake in L.A.?
No.
Never seen it.
Never seen it.
Bob Hope supposedly lived right near that, the old actor, comedian back in the day.
I went trick-or-treating there one year when I was a kid.
Wow, what was the hall like there?
Not great.
Boo.
He gave, it wasn't even him. It was like.
You went to Bob Hope's house to trick or treat?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You got a pencil with Bob Hope's face on it.
Oh, boo.
Terrible.
Boo. Egg that house.
Wow. And this is in the days before people were all worked up about, you know, kids can't eat candy, right? Back then, they wanted kids to eat candy.
Yeah, this was like in the late 90s.
Yeah, they didn't give a crap about eating vegetables or anything like that. That only started a few years after that, right? I think so. All right.
You can't even get to the door in some of those houses in Toluca Lake, though. They're gated mansions.
You know the other one like that? Lake Sherwood. I tried to go to Lake Sherwood. Couldn't get, it's a private lake. Can't get to it.
Lake Hollywood was nice.
Lake Hollywood?
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
What about the, are we doing local lakes and dams for 1,000? All right. Let's try beer drinking, Brian, a man that can calm us down. We go to Kansas City. Man, is this going to be the wedding of the year. Wedding of the year. Harvey Levin over at TMZ is ready to cover this. Beer drinking, Brian, and a half pint. I need to see the wedding photo.
Well, Ben, I'm not sure she's knocked out. 100 proof's knocked out. I'm just sitting here thinking about how the Packers kicked our butt and then what the Twins are going to do against the Yankees.
Yeah, you sound really healthy right now, beer drinking, Brian. What are we drinking tonight? What kind of beer are we drinking tonight, beer drinking, Brian?
No, we got whiskey tonight.
Oh, a little whiskey. So you're whiskey drinking, Brian, tonight.
And tonight, I ran out of my beer.
Well, beer's cheaper though, like than whiskey, right? I mean, so you got the big three, you got the scotch, the whiskey, and the bourbon. You doing that? Yes.
You know it, man. And we're gonna send you a picture tomorrow.
Oh, you are?
Or to your Facebook.
Oh, okay, all right. I look forward to seeing that. I want to see the happy come. Now, do you give me permission to put that out on Twitter, or you want that just to be for my eyes?
Absolutely. No, absolutely.
Okay, all right. Now, you know, beer drinking Brian, or whiskey drinking Brian, the Maller militia can be very vicious. So I just want to warn you. Okay, I want to warn you. Are you okay with that?
Well, hey, I look like Axl Rose. I'm all right.
And what does... Oh, God,
Do you look like Axl Rose now or Axl Rose in the 80s?
No. Back in the day, yeah.
What's that? Go ahead.
I'm 6'4", and she's 4'11".
Oh, my.
She is a half pint.
Yeah, she's a half pint. And so I'm afraid to ask this, but what does half pint look like?
Oh, she's blonde. She's cute. Yeah.
All right. Well,
does she weigh more than you, Axel?
Yes.
Okay.
Just because I'm not healthy.
You're not. You sound very healthy. I don't know why. I don't know why you would say you're not healthy. I don't know what you're talking about here. I mean, other than a little tornado juice and being high, baked, and wasted and blown, I don't know. I don't know what the problem is.
I had a little bit of Coop's little substance, but hey, all right.
Yeah. The great thing about being at the house. Now, beer drinking, Brian, you claim to have a job, right? You do work. You've told me in the past you work. Is that accurate?
Not right now. I got to go because of the pandemic.
Oh, because of the pandemic. Okay, so you're people lost their job. Okay. Well, every hour is happy hour at your house. Every hour is happy hour. I got to go, but thank you, Beer Drinking Brian. I look forward to seeing that photo. Make sure you put Beer Drinking Brian in the headline so I know it's you, because I get a lot of emails there. It's hard to go through of all of them there on the Facebook page. So I'll have to check that out.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
And Ben, the Yankees are on the verge of clinching a playoff spot, and it's the New York Yankees, right? It's the Bronx Bombers. Kind of hard to set a record for home runs, but they did it last night against the Blue Jays. Did you see their fourth inning? It was Brett Gardner with a home run.
Yardy.
Then DJ LeMahieu with a home run. Luke Voit with a home run. Giancarlo Stanton with a home run. And Gleyber Torres with a home run. First of all, they had back-to-back-to-back on three straight pitches. And that was the first time in Yankee history that they had a five-homer inning in a 10-7 win over the Toronto Blue Jays.
The most amazing player for the Yankees is Luke Voit. You know, he's got 20 home runs.
Yeah, I picked him in the baseball pick him the other day. You guys mocked me.
Yeah. What's he doing? What's he having? I'm just saying, Eddie. It seems like it's outrageous. He's the top Bronx bomber. Aaron Judge is always hurt and Giancarlo Stanton. I guess that's why, but 20 home runs and he's got 46 RBIs. Could Luke Voit win the American League MVP award?
Wow, that would be something. Do you know what his career high is for homers? Let me see if I can find that out.
I'm not that big a nerd, Eddie. I mean, I hate to tell you, but it's got to be right around there, I would think.
His career high in home runs, 21 last year, so he's one away from his career high.
And how many games did he play last season?
118. That was 429 at bats. He had.
And how many games does he play this year?
46.
That makes sense, Eddie. Yeah. That makes sense, sure.
It's a little bit of an increase. He's on pace
Good for him.
Yeah.
It's those Flintstone vitamins, Eddie. They're very good.
I used to take those as a kid, yeah.
I loved them, too. That's absolutely correct. Yeah, but I do. Yeah. All right, bam, bam. It is it is the Ben Maller Show as we press on. Did you know that right now GEICO is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's 15% on top of what GEICO could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit GEICO.com to learn more. So a couple stories quick here, then we'll get to the jokes. Floyd Mayweather. Coming back out of retirement for another one of these Fugazi fights. He's going to fight a YouTube star, according to a report yesterday. Floyd Mayweather is going to go against Logan Paul in an exhibition fight.
Who?
I don't know. He's one of these like YouTube celebrities. I want to be a YouTube celebrity.
Oh, I've heard of that guy.
Is he the one that did the dead body thing in Japan? Is he that guy?
Oh, I don't know about that, but okay.
Oh, that he's the guy? Oh, what a creep. Supposedly
it's either him or the brother Jake. There's Jake Paul and Logan
Paul. All those
Pauls
are the same. Yeah. Come on.
He's going to get smoked.
Yeah. Mayweather.
Which one was supposed to fight Nate Robinson?
It probably was Logan Paul. I don't know. I'm not up on my celebrity boxing. But Mayweather has, according to a guy from the Fighting News... That sounds legit. Floyd Mayweather has put pen to paper and has signed a contract to fight Logan Paul. So is
that
he going to do
that? Stupid.
I know, isn't it dumb? Mayweather must need some money. He must be losing some bets or something like that. He needs a little extra petty cash. He's like, this is a quick payday. I don't have any chance of losing. The other story that I saw, I love this story. Steve Nash has admitted he's an NBA coach now in Brooklyn, and he knows nothing about the X's and O's. He said, quote, listen, this is what I've been saying for years, right? Steve Nash has no experience as a coach. He said, quote, he said this on a podcast, I wasn't hired to come in and be a tactical wizard. I think they understand that my acumen for the game is strong and I can catch up, meaning he doesn't know, on the technical aspects. Steve Nash, the new coach in Brooklyn, said, and then he said the reason they hired him is because he has experience and the personality to work with these guys and to help them grow. This is what I've been saying. It's not about the exercise. It's as an NBA coach, most of it is motivating. That's why Doc Rivers is so frustrating, because he couldn't motivate those stiffs with the Clippers. But Steve Nash he broke the fifth wall there. What are you doing? I'm glad he said it, because now I will use that quote for the rest of time, that an NBA coach said, hey, I'm not a tactical wizard. Here's why I got hired. All right, let's get to some jokes. Here we go. We got jokes.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Lame week.
Lame week who? It's Big Ben's lame joke of the week.
Yeah, I got to send these over to Coop. I forgot to do that. I'll send him a big thing of jokes here, and he can add some. But it's Big Ben's lame jokes of the week each and every week at about this time. Now, we have so many jokes. This will probably spill over to next hour, but let's do as many of these as we can. What do you call Bartolo Colon in a wig and dress?
I don't know. What do you call Bartolo Colon in a wig and dress?
Lizzo. Alex the Cynical. Why is Bartolo Colon mad at Zeke Elliott?
I don't know. Why is he mad at Zeke?
Apparently, Zeke stole his feed me tattoo idea. That was... Eric in Iowa. Lizzo had two teeth pulled this week, Eddie.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they were decayed. They died of exhaustion, apparently. That's Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. That's pretty good, Eek. All right, what happens when women are finished using a computer around Odell Beckham?
I don't know.
Well, Eddie, they usually log out, Eddie. They Kurt from Earth. Our buddy the Inca Terror sent this one in. Trained classical musician and star judge of the talent show for a couple of years running now. Do you know what happens when you assume, Eddie?
I've heard, but what happens when you assume, Ben?
You make an ass-tro out of you and me.
Oh, different spin.
See that? That's a spin. That's nuanced by the Inca Terror. What's long and hard on a Detroit Tigers starting pitcher?
I don't know.
The first three innings. That's some cowboy job. He's got some good jokes, man. Cowboy in Windsor. He's sneaky funny. He's a hidden joke writer. All right. Why doesn't Justin Cooper pay attention to Major League Baseball no hitters?
Why is that?
Because he's always focused on his one hitter. There you go. Surfer Todd, the comedian, sent that one in. Did you hear the government is going to start taxing cosmetic surgery?
No, I did not hear that.
Yeah, they're calling it the Botox. See, Todd's another guy. This guy's done professional comedy, Surfer Todd. We don't have amateurs. Well, actually, we do have a lot of amateurs, but we have some professionals. What is the Spanish translation for La Quinta?
I don't know. Roberto might know.
No.
I don't know. What is it?
Eddie, it's a joke, Eddie. It's the translation is next to Denny's. Is the
Well, that is true, isn't it?
It is accurate. That's a good job by Greg. That's Greg, the podcast listener. He sent this one in as well. What did OBJ say to the prostitute sitting at the bar?
Oh, boy. I don't know. What did he say?
Is this stool taken? That's Greg, the podcast listener. Coop, you got anything over there, Coop? Anything at all, Coop?
Oh, did you already send it to me?
I sent you. All right, go through the wire. Let's pause again. So we'll have another. We had a bunch of other jokes, of course. And later, probably next hour, we'll do the radio roast of the Clippers. Because I got a bunch of Clipper bashing. I'm open to it. I'm not afraid of it. You know, these guys ban Laker jokes, but I'm open. My squad embarrasses and takes a ride in the vomit comet, and they deserve to be mocked and ridiculed. That's how that works. That's how sports works. And so we will continue on. It is Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week, and we get to that. We do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We need to grow the Maller Militia. This is the program of the people, by the people, for the people. Let's help bring new listeners to the Magic Radio box as we burn the midnight oil. If you'd like to help, please just post messages about the Ben Maller Show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all other social media. Word of mouth advertising is invaluable. And now live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And the jokes continue. They never end, the lame jokes. They have endless amounts of jokes. All right, so let's keep it going here. What is the difference between Roberto and all other producers?
I don't know. What's the difference?
About 50 drops an hour, roughly. That's Brian. who is Roberto's favorite former official?
I don't know.
Dean Blandino. Anthony... In Anaheim, why was OBJ hiding in the bathroom at Fox Sports Radio?
Well, I don't know. Why was he doing that?
He wanted to see Coop poop, is what he was. That's fine. All right. The Tammy in Montana radio roast from Ozzy Momentum and Gordon. This one from Ozzy Momentum. How are Tammy in Montana and the Clippers different?
I don't know. How are they different?
They aren't. They are both ugly losers we ignore, according to Ozzy Momentum. What do you get when you cross Tammy in Montana with half pint?
I don't know.
Half wit, according to Gordon in Tacoma. What do you call Tammy in Montana stripping in front of strangers?
No idea.
Shearing season. Gordon again. Tammy had her rebuttal. How do you keep idiots like Gordon in Tacoma and Ozzy Momentum in suspense?
How?
Well, there's no punchline, Ada. That's the suspense. See, right there. Gordon in Tacoma and Ozzy Momentum are so fat.
How fat are they?
They could sell shade, Eddie. That's how fat they are. That's actually a pretty good fat joke. And as a, I've heard all the fat jokes being fat many years of my life, so I appreciate that. Coop, anything over there, Coop?
What did the barn say to Russell Westbrook?
The who?
The barn.
Oh, the barn. I thought you said barn. I don't know.
I'm over here.
Did you hear that Blair's mom threw him a going away party?
I did not hear that.
Yeah, it was a real hit. So, Bill from Iowa's.
My last joke was from Chris in Houston, actually.
Oh, wow. Did you know that Angry Bill also had the Feed Me tattoo, just like Zeke Elliott?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but his Angry Bill's was on his lower back for some reason. I don't know why that is. Gary from Youngstown, Ohio. Did you know that Doc Mike loves Coldplay?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, his favorite song of theirs is Yellow. You know, he likes that. Who could have seen that one coming? That's Eric in Iowa who sent that one in. Do you know how much beer drinking Brian and half pints bodies are soaked with alcohol? How much they're soaked with alcohol?
I don't know. I'm sure it's a lot.
If they caught on fire, right, in the wildfire, their bodies would burn like tiki torches, Eddie, for hours. Gary, that's very macabre of Gary in Youngstown, Ohio. What will be the biggest expense for beer drinking Brian and half pints wedding?
Well, I think I know, but what? Yeah. What?
Well, it's obvious. The open bar, Eddie. Come on, man. Well. I mean, geez. Right to the poorhouse. That's Eric in Iowa again. Anything else over there, Coop? Anything right now? Or
how can something get wetter while it dries?
I don't know.
Or when Regina decides to sit on the dryer instead. From Alex the Cynical.
All right, did you hear that Half Pint wasn't feeling well and thought she had come down with the coronavirus?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, apparently Beer Drinking Brian said she's fine, just a slight yeast infection. All right, just Josh in Cincinnati. What is Chris in Houston's favorite magical car movie?
I have no idea.
Cheaty, cheaty, bang, bang. He really loves that. That's for some reason, I don't know why, Eddie. That's from Gordon in Tacoma. All right, what do Dick in Dayton and Regina have in common?
Oh, boy, I don't know.
They both like being on the big one. They really enjoy that. So Eric and I remember Dick called in the other day and said, I was on the big one.
Yeah, I do remember that, yeah.
That was pretty funny. All right. Last one for this, and then we'll get to the radio roast of the clips a little bit later in the next hour. How do you propose to spin cycle Regina, Eddie? How would you propose to spin cycle Regina?
That's an excellent question. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think?
You put a ring around her collar. All right, that was from Just Josh who sent that one. You want a little teaser of the Clipper jokes?
Oh, do I?
How do you get Rocky Mountain oysters?
I don't know how.
I'm not sure, but it all starts with some Clippers, Eddie. That's all you got to have. That was from Bill from Iowa. And we'll have a bunch more of those type of dumb, lame jokes. We'll get to that and monologues as well next hour.